in telling your story, my story, have you ever been faced sometimes with just giving it all up, saying, I've been doing this, but I'm not where I really want to be? Have you ever been faced with saying, let me do something else?
Not with music. I've never wanted to give up music. Music is always a part of my life. That's the only thing I've ever done other than preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, so not with music, you know. But there are times when you get so discouraged, I can tell you that, that you feel like you don't want to give it up, but you feel like a failure. It's more like a failure. You know, that's the word I want to use. You know, I know that a lot of people can identify with that. But there are times, you don't want to give up, but you're giving up is like because you feel like you fail, I just can't make it over. You know, that's the kind of feeling that comes sometimes. But, you know, able to get over that and move forward and look backward, you know, where I was and where God take me from, and that helped me to propel myself to go further. So, you know, I have to encourage myself from time to time to move forward and know that God is still on the throne. You know, and so in terms of giving up, not giving up from the ministry, but in terms of just feeling I can't go no further because I feel like a failure. That's what kicks in sometimes, you know. But God learned me, teach me how to get past that and to get through those things. So even those when those thoughts are those things comes up, I know how to handle it. I know exactly that God is on the throne and He never fails.
How'd you get the name Papa-san?
Well, the name Papa-san is from my childhood days. It's a nickname that was given to me because my brother, they used to call my brother Dirt. You know, Dirt. You know, I said, mm-hmm. He's Dirt, them said, a son. So that's where the name does stick from. I was a child and it never leaves.
Wow. Very, very interesting. What's next for Papa-san?
Well, no, I'm a pastor now. I'm a church. Our Father Kingdom Ministry is thriving very well. It's doing very good. And also, you know, I'm going to Grand Cayman tomorrow to do a live concert. They have just left Canada. We just left Jamaica recently. You know, so that has been moving in the ministry itself. I've been winning souls for Christ and singing and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, sky's the limit for that is concerned. So we have so much to look for ahead of us. Looking forward to get another video out. Again, you know, down the road and doing so much things within our church and what we plan to do. And it's just amazing. The list is long. I can't tell you that.
Do you get joy from ministering when you're in concert and seeing and bringing folks to Christ? How does that make you feel?
That feels sweeter than more than anything else because, you know, it's like you can't compare anything with that. You know, just like when you get saved, you know that you're in the arms of Christ and bowling on the palm of His hand, and no man will never pluck you out. You know, so when you're going to lead somebody to Jesus Christ, it's really a blessing because, you know that what you're doing works so much. You know, and it's not even you, it's Him doing it through you. But you see, you affect people's life and you touch people's life by the ministry that God placed inside of you. And that's a sweet feeling, you know. There's no way to explain that.
How can your fans reach out and touch you? Do you tweet, Facebook? Where can they reach you, Papa-san?
They can always reach me on Facebook, Twitter. But you want to go on my website, www.papasanmusic.com, papasanmusic.com, www.papasanmusic.com. You can pick up my Facebook from there. You can pick up Twitter. Everything is right there. All the information is right there that you really need. Once you go to papasanmusic.com, which is my website, they can pick up all the information from there. It's right there.
Papa-san, our guest. Papa-san, it's been a pleasure. Don't forget the new project's called My Story. The new single called Devotion. Papa-san, thank you for your time.
God bless you, sir, and thank you for having me. And, you know, I may the Lord bless you and keep you and cause His face to shine upon you, you know.
God bless you, too. Papa-san, I guess, on Star 1310.